Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The DH, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Melito Perez. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gerald Perry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. And now, play ball. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sosa hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson bunts between the mound and first base. Saberhagen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Curt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stillwell strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fisk hits a pop-up into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Eisenreich. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. Two outs. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McFarland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. McFarland reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tabler hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ventura moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ventura moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry fields it and throws to home to get Ventura. Fletcher moves to third. Guillen moves to second. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seitzer moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Calderon. Brett reaches second base with a double. Seitzer scores. Stillwell moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stillwell scores. Brett moves to third. Eisenreich moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Ken Patterson now pitching. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McFarland takes first base on ball 4. Brett scores. Eisenreich moves to third. Perry moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Schumpert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Schumpert hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Calderon who is chasing the ball. Seitzer reaches third base with a triple. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Ventura scores. It's 5-1, Royals. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-2 in the game. Sosa strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eisenreich for the out. One out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Perry strikes out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shumpert is 0 for 2 in the game. Shumpert hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saber Hagen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett strikes out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Sammy Sosa. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell misplays the ball. That's an error on Stillwell. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Royals. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Rodney McRae pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Carlos Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes McRae. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. McRae steals second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Steve Lyons now playing right field. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Radinsky covering, for the out. One out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Perry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Davis now pitching. Ray Palacios now playing first base. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Robin Ventura. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kittle strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher takes first base on ball four. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Craig Grebeck pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. Guillen moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Guillen moves to third. Grebeck moves to second. Steve Farr now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Calderon is 0-for-4 in the game. Calderon strikes out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Pasqua is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pasqua takes first base on ball four. Guillen scores. Grebeck moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Kittle now playing first base. Craig Griebeck now playing third base. Ivan Calderon now playing right field. Carlos Martinez now playing left. F. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tabler is 0-3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shumpert is 0-3 in the game. Shumpert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martinez, who is chasing the ball. Shumpert reaches third base with a triple. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer is 1-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shumpert tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 6, Royals, 6. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stillwell is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez is 0-4 in the game. Martinez strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kittle is 0-1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fletcher is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Craig Griebeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Griebeck is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griebeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jackson is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Thigpen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Eisenreich is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Russ Moorman pinch hits for Ray Palacios. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Moorman hits a line drive towards third. Griebeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McFarlane is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Eisenreich scores. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.